He should check the answer phone, he decided. Look to see if there was a scrawled note by the phone, telling him Dad was out and not to worry and he'd be back soon, and if not... What? Should he call the police? It seemed sensible, except... What would they say? What would he say? He mentally went through the conversation he might have. Was there any sign of a break-in? Well, no, not really. Had Matt's father ever just gone off before without leaving any message or any indication of where he might be? Actually, yes, all the time. Did Matt see who attacked him? No. Was he sure he had actually been attacked? Any signs of the intruder? No, Matt thought. They'd say it was all in his imagination. He was sure it wasn't, but there was no way he could convince anyone else of that. No real evidence at all, except... There were footprints. Matt saw them as he turned to go, a trail of pale sandy marks that led past the desk to the French windows. He had not noticed them before, but then he had not been looking, and his vision had still been blurred and speckled from the blow. Curious, Matt followed them, opened the windows and stepped out onto the patio outside. The moon had struggled through the clouds, and combined with the light from inside the study, Matt could see that the footprints continued across the paving slabs into the lawn. He stood at the edge of the patio, trying to make out if there were marks on the grass, indented footmarks or more sand. Where had the sand come from? Where did it lead? He shuddered as he wondered why anyone would walk out across the back garden, where there were just fields and the river, rather than round to the front of the house and the lane. Unless it was Dad. Matt stared into the night, out over the garden. For a moment he thought he saw a dark shadowy figure standing at the fence in front of the field. A cloud covered the moon for an instant and the wind picked up, whipping the trees into a frenzy of thrashing branches. Matt stepped back out of the light, afraid he might be seen, that someone might be watching him. When the moon returned, a moment later, the figure was gone. The sandy footprints had also disappeared, blown away by the breeze and scattered across the garden. Matt stepped back inside. He shivered, and not just from the cold of the night.